Hello, welcome to the Friday, April 28th, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Rob had an interesting problem recently that he solved with PowerShell, and nice of him to share the scripts that he used with us. First of all, he did do PowerShell in order to use the DNS cache and extract host names and IP addresses and even MAC addresses then with the DHCP database. Now, Rob used it to identify these thin clients he had to move to a separate VLAN, but a pen tester may also find this helpful for reconnaissance. And we do have a new version of the PCI, the Payment Card Industry Security Standard, available. The version now is 3.2. Overall, a minor update, a clarification of the existing 3.1 standard that was released a year ago. Of course, a lot of attention has been given to SSL, and that's sort of one of the major changes in this new version. What they did here is that they clarified the use of SSL in a specific appendix, and this appendix then outlines what you have to do. Beginning July this year, you're no longer allowed to set up new service offerings using anything that does not support TLS 1.2. Essentially, what PCI does is they treat SSL and what they call early TLS, which is TLS 1.0 and 1.1, as insecure, and you're supposed to migrate to TLS 1.2. Now, if you have any existing services, you essentially have till the end of June 2018 to upgrade. However, until then, you do have to provide some additional mitigations in order to secure these services. You have to show that you mitigated any current attacks against these early versions of TLS or SSL. Now, in another spot, they also removed some specific examples of insecure protocols that they listed, kind of acknowledging that this is a moving target and that additional protocols may come up as insecure down the road. And OpenSSL pre-announced that they will have a patch for us next week on May 3rd. Now, the highest rating expected is high, which typically means you shouldn't really sweat it too much. You can wait for official vendor patches. The highest rating for OpenSSL vulnerabilities is critical, and we don't have any of those coming. Another open source project, NTP, did release an update today fixing vulnerabilities that had been identified by Cisco's Talos research team. None of these vulnerabilities I would rate as critical. They mostly fix issues with authentication among NTP servers. So if you rely on that, then you probably should prioritize the patch. But for the most part, people, I think, hardly ever actually have that enabled. And if so, maybe internal to the network, which makes it sort of more difficult to exploit in the first place. So again, wait for your vendor to release patches, but apply them as you see them. And leaking access tokens on GitHub is nothing really fundamentally new. We have seen that with multiple web services happening before. Amazon services, for example, where developers did actually include their access tokens as part of code being published to GitHub. The latest victim here is Slack, the web service that provides a front end for IRC. It does encourage users to actually write bots and such to interface with Slack, and of course they require access tokens that are then included by developers in GitHub repositories and publicly accessible. Now, if someone would get access to this token, they could use them to essentially act as this bot on the particular chat group that is being set up by this developer, which of course often is used to discuss sensitive material. In general, don't put access tokens, passwords, and the like in your code. Keep them in separate configuration files to make it easy to exclude them from Git repositories. And then, of course, there are always private Git repositories that you host yourself where you can mitigate some of these issues, or at least a private repository on GitHub. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.